Dr. Sabic Turing offers note on patient Lisa Howard, date of birth 7/20/1962, date of service 3/10/2026. The target of the patient is 63-year-old white female patient presenting to my office for management of kidney stone. Per paragraph 12, she has had history of left kidney 1.2 centimeter stone and underwent cystoscopy, lithotripsy, and stent placement with residual 6 millimeter stone in the left kidney that eventually passed a few days ago. Since then, she's been having pain in the right lower pelvic area, period. She also has history of osteopenia, period. Her past surgical history includes appendectomy, TMJ surgery, and fracture L1, L2, as well as recent cystoscopy and left ureteral stent placement. Allergies, she's allergic to penicillin, erythromycin, and morphine. The paragraph social history, patient is married, has no kids, no smoking. She does drink 1 to 2 drinks per week, no drug use, period. Family history, father with pulmonary fibrosis, mother with dementia, heart valve issues, and pulmonary hypertension. Review system reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, or constipation reported. She does not have any macroscopic hematuria, no leg swelling reported, or other systems are reviewed and are negative. Review paragraph. Immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Per paragraph on physical examination, vital signs as mentioned above, which ANTP personal reactive to light and accommodation. Injected conjunctiva and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no rate paragraph, neck is suffered, no stiffness of rigidity. Heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm normal as when S2, no murmurs heard, no friction heard, lung occasional auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no carrying band or rigidity extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity skin, no skin rash, no the neuro exam, is non-focal investigation, show the following, SPEP was normal, no proteinuria noted, hsCRP was high at 6.5, fasting sugar was 94, GFR is 102 with a creatinine 0.56 and DN is 15. Sodium at 35, potassium 4.6, fluoride 101, potassium 228, calcium 10.2, albumin 4.7, AST 21, ALT 23, hemoglobin A1C is 5.7, BTH is 32, phosphorus 4.1, uric acid 4.9, IgG4 subclasses with the normal range, kappa lambda ratio with a normal, TSH 1.03, 3K3, 3K4 are normal, D-dimer was normal, CBC with a normal range, with hemoglobin of 13.4, platelet count of 343, urine analysis shows trace leukocyte S-rays, iron stores are normal with D-set of 25%, C-reactive protein 6.8, ferritin of 205. She did have Enterococcus faecalis in her urine culture between 10,000 to 49,000. We are going to give her a macro two paragraph. And vitamin D level is pending. ANA was negative. Oxidized LDL was pending. Assessment plan. Nephrolithiasis, such post stenting, lithotripsy. Perhaps the patient has eliminated the last stone. Seeing she's having sequela from passage of stone. We are going to do a lithotripsy study to prevent stone formation in the future. Her PTH level was normal, period. We're going to assess the risk and consult her accordingly. Next, osteopenia. We start patient osteovegan, vitamin D3 and K2. And we'll check her vitamin D level as well, period. High inflammatory state with high hsCRP. Patient will change her diet and will start on supportive supplements. As indicated, we'll check her hsCRP in the future. Paragraph. Patient is going to be seen in a few months for further follow-up and report. Thanks.